What's up, guys? Welcome to the Think Computer's weekly tech podcast. We're on episode 87, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon. If you go to thinkcomputers.org/Amazon and happen to purchase something that helps the podcast and helps us keep on going, and I'm with Derek, as always. What's up, Derek?
Not a lot. How you doing?
I'm pretty good. It's a couple. It's what, 2 days before Christmas?
Yeah.
So this is our Christmas edition podcast, I would say.
Yeah.
So are you excited for Christmas?
As much as an adult can be. I don't know how to answer that. I love Christmas, but like, you know, it's Christmas.
Yeah, it's Christmas. I actually unfortunately went out today to do last minute shopping, and that was a horrible idea.
Yeah. I actually have one more gift I have to buy tomorrow, so.
Ooh.
That will probably be pretty terrible.
Yeah, probably pretty bad. So, but yeah, let's jump right into reviews this week. And I took a look at two really cool products. One, I was super excited to check out, and I've had a lot of fun with it, is the Lenovo IdeaCenter Y900 Razer Edition Gaming Desktop. Now, we talked about this a little bit last week, and what Lenovo has done, they kind of teamed with Razer and put together a desktop that's made specifically, obviously being a Razer collaboration, for gaming. And this thing is an awesome system. I was just playing on it earlier today. It's awesome. It's outfitted with a Intel Core i7-6700K, a GeForce GTX 1080, 16 gigabytes of DDR4, a 256 gig PCIe SSD, and then a 2 terabyte normal hard drive. It has wireless. It's awesome. So if you know, this is pretty much the most spec'd out you can get for a single GPU, and not going to a high end desktop for the most part. You could do a couple other things to make this a little bit faster, but it is a very, very fast system, and it's a good desktop. I think that, you know, there's some people out there who just want a gaming desktop, they don't want to put it together. They're not us, but I know there's a lot of people out there like that. And this kind of solves that need. And I think that one thing that I really like about this, we see a lot of these pre-built gaming systems, and a lot of them are really hard to upgrade or work on. And this one is a normal tower for the most part. So if you want to add a second graphics card, you can do that. If your graphics card for some reason breaks, you can just swap out another one. You can swap out memory easily. It's really cool. So that's one really great thing Lenovo did with this, which you don't typically see, especially from big brands like Lenovo. You don't see that a lot. So
yeah, usually when you think of these, you think more like your HP tower or whatever, you know, your big box store tower where you go in and it's custom parts.
Yeah.
They don't fit with anything else.
Yeah, the only thing really custom on this, it is a Lenovo motherboard, but it's just your normal motherboard, you know.
Standard layout.
Yeah, standard layout, so there's nothing really that weird about it. Your memory goes where it would normally go, CPU goes where it goes, and same thing with your graphics card.
It's just a regular full ATX board, right?
Yeah, it's full ATX board. Like I said, there's nothing, you know, that strange about it, so it's really easy to upgrade. It's easy to take off the side panel. I mean, it's basically just like having another tower, you know what I mean? Yeah. Except for this one was built for you, so it's really nice. And it's the Razer edition, so what they've done is it comes with the Razer Mamba Tournament Edition mouse and the Razer Black Widow Chroma keyboard. And there are some other Razer accents on this system itself, and everything kind of works in conjunction with the Razer software, which is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Because there are RGB LEDs on the case as well, and you can match those up with the ones on your keyboard and your mouse pretty easily. And the keyboard I really like. I had never used a Razer keyboard before, surprisingly, and I really like this keyboard. The mechanical keys are really awesome.
Yeah, and that's one with Razer's homegrown keys, right?
Yes, it's their homegrown mechanical switches, and they're awesome. And Lenovo did send their Y27G RE Curve gaming monitor, and I've really fell in love with that. If you
really
haven't,
gave you the whole experience.
It gave you the whole gaming experience, and obviously this system can push that monitor as well. You know, it can, it's 144 hertz monitor, and you can obviously push that, those frame rates in most games.
It pretty much sits at it.
Yeah, it's a G-Sync.
The resolution of the game? Or the monitor?
It's a 1920 by 1080.
Oh, okay, yeah. So.
But it's a G-Sync screen as well, and if you haven't played on a G-Sync screen, it's pretty nice, too. So, like, they did really give you... Yeah, they really gave you the whole gaming experience. And the monitor by itself is $649, you know, and then the system sells for $249.99, or, yeah, $2,500 bucks plus another $649. So almost $3,200 total system cost. So it is a little expensive.
But it's also not that bad. For everything, that's really not that bad.
Yeah, that's a whole, that's your whole system. And again, this is a GTX 1080 powered system, so it's going to play everything. Yeah, you know,
absolutely everything.
You know, and I've had a lot of fun with it. I was just playing Gears of War 4 earlier today. So, and it just looks so good on that monitor. Like, it looks amazing. Like, I can't speak enough about the monitor. So, even if you're not looking to get the Lenovo system, the monitor is really nice, and it has a special curve. It's the most curve that you can get with a monitor in that class. So it's a really special monitor. I really like it. I highly recommend it if you're looking for a G-Sync monitor. So definitely check out that review. It's a really good, it's a really good system. I was actually really surprised when they, you know, we typically don't do desktops. We do a lot of laptops from Lenovo because obviously if you're looking for a laptop, you're looking for a laptop. And if you're looking for a desktop, we usually want to build our own. But I was really, you know, impressed with that system. So definitely check out that review. And then talking about building your own system, I reviewed the Crucial Ballistics Tactical DDR4. This is a DDR4 3000 memory kit. It's a 32 gigabyte. I'm sorry, memory kit. And we took a look at their Ballistic Elite and their Ballistic Sport in the DDR4 class, and now this is their Ballistic Tactical, and it kind of sits in between. So it goes Ballistic Sport, Ballistic Tactical, Ballistic Elite. So it's right in that middle, kind of aimed at gamers and overclockers, and it's a great kit. One thing that I was really impressed is, especially when it comes to DDR4, when you get to 3000 megahertz, it's very, very hard to overclock without messing with the timings. It just is when it comes to DDR4. This, I was able to go from 3,000 megahertz to 3,333 megahertz. Nothing switched. No voltage, no timing switch.
Just bumped them all up?
Just bumped them up. That's it.
Nice.
So I was really impressed with that. Again, I'm thinking almost every DDR4 kit that has been 3,000 megahertz, to go above that, I had to at least bump the voltage and more than likely the timings as well. So that's really impressive. But it's a good-looking kit as well. It kind of, the heat spreaders kind of look like sort of like the barrel of a gun, kind of, kind of like a, you know, I don't know what you want to call that up top.
I guess certain guns, it's not like the rails on top of a gun.
Yeah, it has
they
kinda...
have that on different memory.
Yeah, it's a cool design, and it's a gunmetal design too. So gunmetal will pretty much go in any build, really.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
That's more like this design specifically. Some of their designs are too gun-like, right?
They
kind of bring a military feel, but this one's like just vague enough that you could do this with this set would go with just about anything.
Yeah, and it does have the black PCB, which if you're doing enthusiast memory, it should be black or another color. It should not be green.
Yeah, it should just always match whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
It should never be that Christmas green.
Yeah, so it's a great kit. Performed really well, and it overclocks pretty awesome. And I didn't even loosen the timing, so I probably could have got higher if I really wanted to.
Yeah,
Yeah, so awesome kit there. Definitely check out. If you're looking for some DDR4, check out the Crucial Ballistics Tactical series. Good stuff there. And we'll move to Case Mod Friday. And this week we have a really cool build, and I've never seen a build with this specific motherboard, at least not.
No, I had never seen this motherboard.
Okay, this motherboard was announced at Computex. We'll talk about this. We'll talk about the build first before the motherboard.
Sure.
The build is called the 7780T Tai Chi, and it's from Hanoi Computer. We featured a lot of their builds. It's hard to really translate everything because Hanoi Computer is from Vietnam. But they do a lot of this. These are like customer builds, and they do a lot of these really cool builds for their customers. Because I assume, from my understanding, there's just a computer shop.
Yeah, it's just got to be a build shop.
Yeah, but mods. Yeah, but as the name indicates, this is in the Corsair 780T, which is an amazing case. Huge fan of this case, and they used the ASRock X99 Tai Chi motherboard, which was announced, I believe it's a Computex, last year, actually. Not this year. I'm almost positive it was last year. But it's really interesting board that has like this gear, this huge gear on it. And
white,
what the,
on a black PCB.
Yeah, and that's all stock on the board.
Yeah.
And what they've done in this build is kind of replicated those gears as into the case. I can't even explain it. You really have to see the build. But I think it's pretty awesome. I don't think I've ever seen anything like that, really.
Yeah. I've seen things not exactly like this, but similar. They just put gears into the design. They use gears kind of as props, right?
Yeah, I don't think they work. If they work, that'd be even cooler.
If they actually did something? Like if the pump spun them or something?
That would be really cool if the pump did spin them. That would be pretty badass.
Black and white build.
Yeah, black and white build with black and white coolant, which I like. Yeah. So there's two different loops. White loop is for the CPU and memory, and the black loop is for the GPU.
Right.
Really cool. And this is one of the first, no, I don't want to say the first build, but one of the only builds that I've seen with that, I don't know how you spell it, say it, Bieski water block. That's a more European and Asian company. They don't really sell in the United States, but they make really good water blocks, and that's on the GPU, so it's pretty cool to see as well. But yeah, I really like the hard tubing on this because it just looks like plumbing kind of, and I really like that. It's pretty cool to how it all comes down from the top of the system. It's really pretty.
Yeah, the parallel tubing thing is pretty popular.
Yeah, you know, it kind of phased out a little bit, but I don't know, this build kind of brought it back for me because, you know, it was really popular and then a lot of people started doing kind of more radical stuff, and this kind of brings it back for me, so I kind of like it.
Yeah
so good.
It's as simple as you can do with dual memory blocks and a CPU, so
yeah, really really cool stuff. So definitely check out this build, Hanoi Computer. We linked their Facebook page. They have a ton of awesome builds on their Facebook page, so definitely check it out. Really cool stuff. And that will move us into news this week. And this, the first story is something that you've been excited about, I think, for a while. The NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1080 Ti was more or less confirmed. And we've been expecting this card. We weren't sure when we're going to get it. A lot of people said early 2017. And it was actually confirmed on a LinkedIn job posting, which is kind of odd.
That's a very strange spot to find graphics card information.
So it was really weird. But the post on LinkedIn says 980 Ti users get their first spot in line for a 1080 Ti for 1080 Ti pre-orders or step up offer. So we're not really sure what that step up offer could mean. It could mean that if you own a 980 Ti, you can trade your 980 Ti in and get... Well,
EVGA has a step-up program where you, within a certain amount of time, you can always trade your card in for the next card that comes out.
Yeah. So we're not really sure. But if, you know, a 980 Ti has been out for a while, right? So...
I don't know where that would fall within EVGA. And it's always been EVGA. It was never an NVIDIA thing.
Yeah, so this, we would assume this is, you know, that's an NVIDIA thing. And what it brings to the question is, you know, what if I just bought a 1080? Can I trade that 1080 in?
Yeah.
And, you know what I mean?
With EVGA, you can. You just always pay the difference. That's all it is.
So, but, you know, this will be with NVIDIA. And I think they're doing the step up thing to build sales of their own, Founders Edition version of the card, which that might be only what's available when it comes out, or a reference design. We don't know that either, because that happens a lot when these higher end cards come out.
Yeah.
You only have a reference design, so we'll see. But, you know, it's expected that, you know, because of this posting and everything, that this will be announced at CES, which would be really exciting, I think.
Yeah, it'd be really cool to see the card there.
Yeah, so we'll be there, and we're meeting with NVIDIA, so cool to see that. I know you're pumped. You've been wanting a new graphics card for a while, so.
Yeah. Cool. This comes out. It's also really cool if they do the step up, because the 980 Ti is, you know, that's a good card, and there's probably not a huge enough difference for most people to do the upgrade, so it seems smart on NVIDIA.
Yeah, because I think that if you already have a 980 Ti, you're not going to get a 1080 Ti unless you kind of have a lot of money to kind of just throw away.
Yeah, well, unless you're just, you're a super enthusiast, you're probably doing that. And that's not, I wouldn't say that's probably enough of the market to justify a 1080 Ti, you know, for NVIDIA, so.
Yeah, so.
These super high-end cards, you gotta keep the money flowing somehow.
Yeah, for sure. So it's going to be exciting. We'll definitely let you know as soon as we have more details on that, for sure. Yeah. Also this week, NVIDIA has released that they're planning to launch a Club GeForce Elite subscription program. And it's going to be $10 a month, and it provides members with a rotating bundle of free games from their GeForce Experience App Store, four games per quarter, a free GeForce PC in the cloud subscription, which I don't even know what that is. I'm not really even sure what that is.
Free what?
GeForce PC in the cloud subscription. I don't even know what that means.
No.
Yeah. as well as exclusive skins, in-game items, and GeForce gear. And there's going to be, like, we have a list of all the annual benefits, weekly giveaways and prizes, a lot of other stuff that you can kind of get it on. I think this is really for people who kind of would just like, especially people in the GeForce forums, because apparently it will say that you're a Club GeForce Elite member, like, on your form tag. So it's kind of people who just want to be like, I'm a GeForce Elite member, like, you know. But there are some cool stuff they are going to give away weekly, especially the one thing that I saw that was pretty cool is they're going to be giving away tickets to gaming events like BlizzCon and PAX, which would be kind of cool.
You probably have just as much chance of winning that as any other giveaway, though.
True, but, you know.
I mean, paying $10 for the chance to win something seems kind of...
Yeah, this doesn't do it for me, you know. It says a free copy of exclusive indie game. I don't really play a lot of indie games, so I don't know, you know.
Yeah, I don't feel... Well, so you've given me, like, really... What did that cost NVIDIA? Like 10-20 cents or something?
Yeah.
I don't see the value in this. I see this, honestly, as a cash grab.
It's a cash grab, and it's for gamers. It's, you know what I mean? I'm an elite member, like, you know.
Yeah, but, like, that's what makes it even possible for NVIDIA. It's them, like, they're essentially selling their brand to people for a monthly fee, right?
Yeah,
to kind of associate it doesn't make a
whole lot of sense to me.
It's in response to, like, honestly, how well AMD's doing. They're trying to, like, solidify their base even more.
Yeah, that could be it. You know, I don't. It like I said, the $10 a month doesn't do it for me. I mean, $10 a month. I'm trying to think what else is $10 a month, like a Netflix subscription,
Spotify.
I mean, and those to me are worth it. I watch Netflix almost every night before I go to bed. So
if this had like a library of games that you could play at any given
time. What is and are. Those are even cheaper. What's like the Origin one is $4.99,
right? Is it?
I think it's like $3.99 or $4.99 a month. You know,
this is offering you the NVIDIA symbol.
So this is a weird thing. I don't know. I'm not a fan of it, but maybe there's more to it for the $10. We'll just have to see. But as of right now, I don't think it's worth it.
I can't see doing it for what's being offered here.
Yeah. NVIDIA also released details of a PC gaming revival kit. I actually think this is really cool. Yeah. While it's not going to be available in the United States, I don't believe so. It's going to be in more
developed... It's in Spanish or something?
Yeah, Spanish countries only. But what it is...
Spain and Portugal?
Yeah,
it's Portuguese there. Spain?
Yeah.
If it's priced in euros, you know.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. But I think this is a really cool thing for NVIDIA because, you know, a lot of people, they had a gaming PC a while ago and they, you know, they just got busy or they life happened or whatever it may be.
Not everybody keeps their stuff up to date.
Yeah, not everybody keeps their stuff up to date. And this gives you pretty much everything that you need to kind of get your system to be able to play 1080p games of today, which I think is pretty cool. It comes with a GeForce GTX 1060 3-gig card, a Corsair Force LE 240-gig SSD, a Corsair CX450 power supply, and a Gears of War game code and a t-shirt.
I think there's a lot of value there.
Yeah, I think, I mean, all of those things are right around that price. But just the fact that it's all together and
are they right around that price? There's no discount in it?
There's not a massive one, maybe like $20. But I mean, still, I think that putting it all together in one kit is a good idea. And I think that, especially again for people, you know, you don't need to necessarily, you know, change out your motherboard and change out your processor,
right?
If you just get a new graphics card, and obviously an SSD makes things so much faster.
Oftentimes, a GPU can be just the number one thing to refresh.
Yeah, so I think it's a really cool thing. You know, maybe we'll see a version come to the United States. You never know. We'll have to see.
They can put a 1070 in ours for the same price.
Yes.
I'd be cool with that.
Yeah. Talking about 1070, that's an awesome segue.
You're welcome.
Galax unveiled the first single slot GeForce GTX 1070 graphics card.
I actually love this.
And this is a really cool design. Single slot, it's not a huge, I wouldn't say it's a huge deal.
Not at all.
Especially for people in ATX form factor, you know, but to just to be able to do it, and you know, we've never really seen, the only way you're going to get single slot on a high-end graphics card is with water cooling.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way to do it. And still, even with that, you'll still have the a lot of times the rear is not single slot anyways. The IO isn't. So that's another issue. But so they created the world's first single slot GeForce GTX 1070. And it's a full 1070 card. It's not like, you know, anything
not a custom PCB.
Yeah, it's not a custom PCB. The card is covered. It has a copper heatsink instead of aluminum. That's how they're able to do it with, you know, with a single slot air cooling.
Yeah.
And it has just a lateral flow fan at the end, like you typically see on a turbine fan. And I think it's really cool. I think it's Galax does stuff like this. Again, sadly, we don't see their graphics cards that much in the United States unless you order one from somewhere.
Yeah, you can get them, though. That is one thing with Galax.
Yeah, you can get Galax cards, but they're very hard to find.
You won't find them shelved, but you can get them on the internet.
Yeah.
It's not that they're, like, unavailable in the U.S., right?
Yeah.
The interesting thing to me is that usually I feel that Galax cards are super ugly, and I don't mind this one bit.
You don't like their Hall of Fame cards?
Not really.
Really?
It's just a ton of like plastic and fake shapes molded. This has it a little bit on the front of it, right?
Yeah.
Like those shapes on it, there's no functionality to it whatsoever. And they kind of just do that in like all their cards. These just big blocky heat sinks. They don't do it for me.
Okay.
It's fine. Anybody else can do what you're doing, but you know, this appeals to me quite a bit more.
Yeah, like I said, it's just really cool to see. And it for them to make this, it has to be obviously functional. Like, it's not going to overheat or anything like that. It's probably really heavy, too, with that all-copper heatsink. Really heavy. MSI had that. I forget which one they had. They had that all-copper. I don't even know what it was. Might have been a 980 I saw last year at CES. That thing was heavy. I picked it up.
I think it was,
I think it was really heavy, so I think it's pretty heavy, but awesome little card. I really like it.
Yes.
And more NVIDIA. This is like all NVIDIA.
That's good, because They've been getting wrecked.
Yeah, so the new Pascal-powered NVIDIA Shield TV was pictured. It looks like this will also be announced at CES. So they're kind of updating the Shield TV. If you don't know what the Shield TV is, it is a little, sort of like a little Android box powered by NVIDIA graphics inside.
Kind of like a... like a console for the PC gamer.
Yeah, well, no, it's not PC. It's you can stream to it.
Yeah.
From your PC.
It's just more PC oriented.
Yeah, it's more PC oriented. It runs Android. And the old one is based off the Tegra 1, which at the time when it came out was incredibly powerful for a, you know, something really small. Yeah. This new one will also be a Tegra, but it's based on the new Parker design. So you will have Pascal GPUs in there.
Okay.
So that should come out and be announced at CES as well. So it looks like we have a lot of stuff from NVIDIA to see at CES, not just,
I like the controller.
Yeah, they revamped the controller as well. They made it smaller and they made it more kind of polygonal. So yeah, it looks pretty cool.
I wonder if it's comfortable, though. I mean, I guess it's got to be.
Yeah.
But it kind of makes it like, are there points that are going to dig in or something, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Because when you start putting hours in, you know?
Yeah, that's very, very true. I guess we'll see. I mean, again, we'll have to... If they have it at CES, we'll be able to play with it. Oh, yeah,
definitely. Yeah. I 100% guarantee they'll have this at CES.
Yeah, so...
this is a perfect CES item.
For sure. Yes. Talking about more NVIDIA stuff, Dell announced a new XPS 15. It is the 9560, and when they initially announced it on the product page, it said it was powered by the GeForce GTX 1050. Nice. The Dell XPS 15 is a laptop, and the GeForce GTX 1050 mobile or made for laptop version has not been announced yet. So they quickly took that down.
Didn't we just talk about that though? 1050 mobile.
That it's expected to be announced at CES.
Right. Okay.
So this kind of really confirms that.
Yeah.
If Dell kind of put this up and then took it down.
Which means also if they're that far with it, we'll probably see this.
We'll see an announcement. I guarantee you we'll see an announcement at CES, and we'll see every company have a laptop based on a GTX 1050.
This is really cool because I consider the XPS 15 really to be more of an ultrabook.
Yeah, so the what's great about the 1050 in its size class, it's very, very small. It doesn't take a lot of power, for one.
Yeah.
And two, it doesn't heat up that much either. So you don't need all those fans and all that stuff that you would with a 1060, 1070, 1080. You won't need all that.
Yeah.
And this is going to open up, you know, 1080p gaming, a lot of very popular esports titles, Overwatch, Counter-Strike, Dota, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
On a laptop with good battery.
At UHD resolutions as well. Yeah, I would say so, honestly.
Yeah, if you turn the settings down, you could do some stuff.
In lighter games like that, I think so.
Yeah, so it's going to be... But
Your photo editing and everything will be much more pleasurable experience than this.
Yeah, so it's going to be like I said, I think this will be one of the big things at CES this year. Is everybody, whatever class this is, I don't know what class you would call the XPS 15. It's obviously not a desktop replacement. It's obviously not exactly an ultrabook, but it's small. It's not
it's much thinner than a regular laptop.
Yeah, it's very portable.
It's not quite as thin as what... No, it really kind of is, though. Thickness wise, it's really pretty much right in the ultrabook range.
It's a little thicker,
but it's a little bit bigger.
Yeah, this one, I believe the XPS 15 does have the Thunderbolt 3, which I love.
Yeah,
I think all the new XPS laptops do that. They have come out the past year, so. But yeah, this is it's gonna be, like I said, it's gonna be a big thing at CES. I think just everybody's gonna have.
Dell always brings a really, really nice laptop to CES. It seems.
Yeah, so. That's probably going to be one of their big things that they're going to be showing off.
Yeah.
So finally, over to the AMD side, and the one little piece of news is that AMD Polaris 12 was found in Linux drivers. So somebody was looking into the code of the AMD GPU DRM kernel driver in Linux and found a bunch of PCI IDs that point to a descriptor Polaris 12. We really don't know what Polaris 12 is going to be. You know, a lot of people think if you're going by, you know, Polaris 10 is the big chip, Polaris 11 is the smaller chip, which is like RX 460 is based off. Polaris 12 would make sense to be a smaller chip, just for the fact that that's like integrated graphics when you're getting down to that performance.
Yeah, less than an 11.
Yeah. So a lot of people think that Polaris 12 might be a revamp of Polaris 10 on an improved process. We don't know.
Yeah, that'd be a very AMD thing.
Yeah. But yeah, it's so we have like Polaris and we have Vega, we have all this stuff coming out. So it's like I said, it's such an interesting time right now with all these different things, and it seems like they're all rushing because, like, you know, when like I remember like when Maxwell came out, we knew Maxwell was coming out, and like we knew that's all we were getting from NVIDIA, you know, and like when Hawaii was coming out, we knew we were getting Hawaii, and now we see like Polaris, we see Vega, like it's, you know, people say Vega's coming out in like Q1, like we, you know what I mean? It's like there's a lot of it's like it's a lot of cool stuff, so it's a lot faster, it just seems, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Which is pretty cool. So let's see. AMD news we have for this week.
That's it. There's a one word mentioned in the A driver.
Yeah. So, but that just lets you know that it does exist, and whatever it may be, we'll let you know when we find out more. But
or it's just AMD trolling us.
Yes, that would be funny if they did a big troll.
Yeah. Well, or just like, you know, like counter advertising.
Yeah. Yeah. Know,
just to bring attention to them.
That's funny. But we'll move on to motherboard stuff and a lot of Z270 leaks this week. First, we kind of got all of the details on a lot of the new features in MSI's Z270 motherboards. So all of the motherboard manufacturers will be adding new features to the motherboards, not system specific features, but actually like, you know, like this is MSI's, like MSI specific features that you'll find on MSI Z270 motherboards.
Mm-hmm.
So first, through MSI, they'll have their RGB Mystic Light, and this is RGB lighting around the PCB isolation on the audio layer of the motherboard. Now we've seen this, we've seen PCB isolation LEDs on a bunch of different motherboards.
Just about everyone.
Yeah, just about everyone. But I don't believe we've seen RGB ones that can be controlled.
Yeah, I can't picture.
Yeah, because the Gigabyte board I have here does have RGB LEDs, but this one is not RGB. Everything else on the board is.
Yeah.
So that's one thing. That's cool. Not super exciting, but I mean, it's just a step in the right direction.
More RGB.
Yeah. The M.2 shield, which we talked about already, but that is a little cover that goes over your M.2 drive and has a thermal pad inside, and it's basically a big piece of aluminum that would just help keep your M.2s you know, nice and cool. The one that's actually shown in there and their picture, which is the 950 Pro,
the hottest.
Yeah, it gets super hot. So
you know,
so,
I'm torn on this though, because on the one hand, not only does their shield look pretty good, but you could mod their shield to make it look even better.
Yes.
And fit your theme even more. But on the other hand, like, the stickers on that, like, it's kind of like a little bragging rights, you know? Like, check out my,
What? Yeah, that's really true. Because, like, if I'm rocking a 950 Pro, dude, like, I want people to know.
I want you to see that. I paid a lot of money for that bad boy.
Yeah, so that's something, you know.
So, you know, I guess you could, no, you couldn't do that. I would rather do like some acrylic stuff with it, but there goes your whole thermal transfer.
Yeah. So I would rather not have my SSD throttle though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'd rather have the full speed that I'm supposed to get. Cause that's what happens when these things overheat, they throttle.
Yeah.
I think
might be even cooler next step is like, do you remember the thermal paste on, I'm sure you do, the little fins that you could stick on like just about anything.
Yeah.
Like, essentially design a shield with, like, those on it. You could do all kinds of cool patterns.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool. I think you could probably buy, because they used to be able to buy those for memory on your graphics cards.
Yeah, back in the day, with a little bit of paste.
Yeah, so you could do putting
certainly
those
do that yourself. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It's pretty cool. Yeah.
I'm giving away all my modding.
I know secrets. You could be like making these products. You could be like licensing that to all of the motherboard manufacturers.
That could actually be a pretty cool little custom product, actually.
Yeah, for sure.
Too bad I don't have any, like, you know, manufacturing facilities. Yeah,
I know. Well, if anybody's listening, help Derek out here.
Yeah, hook me up. I got ideas.
Yeah, so the next thing is the DDR4 steel armor. We've seen, shielding on PCI Express slots, and we've seen it on DDR4 slots, but this is actually one single piece that goes around all four slots.
I like that. It's just
yeah, and it it looks like from it that it's actually soldered into the board as well. So you have a lot of stability there, and it should help with cooling as well.
Yeah, I think the point of their photos is that others, it's just like an aluminum wrap that doesn't do anything, whereas this like actually stabilizes your socket.
Yeah. So that's good to see. And we'll have a USB 3.1 Gen 2 front panel header. So on a few cases,
yeah.
There are front panel USB Type C connections.
Like, please give me more.
Yes. So the Fantex Enthu, I don't even know which one it is. The one they announced that Computex does. That's why it says Fantex on this little. Thing here, but I know Inwin has one, and there's a couple other ones, but this is the front panel header for that, so you don't have to wrap around to get that. It's a Gen 2 as well, so it's USB 3.1 Gen 2, so super fast. Speeds, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, if you're utilizing a USB Type-C device, you know how much you need this.
Yes.
Because it's so annoying to have to use the conversion cables and stuff, and you're losing stuff when you do that.
Yes, you are. So those are the main things you'll see in the Z270 motherboard. So just some cool stuff. It's always, you know, with this update or whatever you want to call it from Intel, we're not getting a whole lot of new technology. We're getting the Optane. I really can't say that much about it. We're getting some new stuff, which I know about, which I can't talk about.
It's still presently under NDA, right?
Yes. Some of the other stuff is under NDA, which I was about to say, but I can't say. But it's not.
Some sites have broken NDA.
Yeah, some sites have already broken their NDAs. There's some other stuff with this, but there's whole, you know, this is not a completely new chip. It's not a new architecture.
An improved version.
Yeah, so you're not getting a whole lot of features, but what's great about all these motherboard manufacturers is that they're adding other features to really help you out, and obviously to sell their product, but, you know, it's just different things that we're seeing. Every time we see a new chipset out, we're seeing, you know,
like more value is almost coming from the board than from the chip.
Yeah, so we're seeing that. So that's really cool to see from MSI. And this week, almost their entire Z270 lineup was leaked. So we have all of the boards there. I'm not going to go over all of them.
There's so many.
Yeah, but the Gaming M7, which is one of their higher end gaming boards, is pretty awesome. What do you think of those little LEDs around like the PCI Express slots?
That's pretty cool. Yeah, on the left hand side, that's new.
That's
pretty cool.
Yeah, and that should be RGB, I believe. So
yeah, I was gonna say, is this RGB? Because don't force me into black and red, please.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure. I would assume it is. They, you know, that's part of their Mystic Light software too. So that should be all, you know, be all RGB there. But yeah, they have their gaming line, which is black and red for the most part. Obviously, there's gonna be RGB LEDs, so you'll be able to change that around. And then they have their Gaming Pro Carbon line, which I'm not a fan of. I don't know. I just don't like it. I like their little board. I like the Z270i Gaming Pro Carbon AC. It's a nice little mini ITX board.
I think it's silly to put the antennas on though for your advertising.
True.
It clutters up your picture.
It clutters up your picture, and I can't see the rest of the connections on the back. Yeah. But for people who don't read, it lets them know that it does have
wireless. I guess so.
You know, but you should be reading if you're researching a motherboard. You should be reading. So
yeah, I just assume that it's on there, I guess.
Yeah, they're that's a cool motherboard. They're Crate Gaming. I like the color, but I'm not a fan of the Crate Gaming line really either.
Yeah, they're not very impressive boards.
Yeah, and then they have the Tomahawk, which is part of the Arsenal Gaming, which, like, I think MSI really needs to, like, there's so many different lines in MSI. The theme. Yeah, it's like, okay, if you're going to have gaming boards, let's just do the gaming boards. Why do we need to have a gaming? Well, the gaming top, the Arsenal line is like lower end gaming. It's like, you know, these boards should be well under $150.
They're just
yeah,
grabbing at that gamer.
Yeah, so kind of some gaming features, but a lot of other stuff taken off, you know, to make it more cost effective. And then we have the Plus series, which I really do like. This Z270 SLI Plus board. I like the kind of silver and black design on there.
It kind of reminds me of the, like, standard boards, like, from Asus. You get your, you know, your Strix and stuff. You also have the standard boards. This kind of reminds me of that.
Yeah.
Like, it's a full-featured board. It's just not, like, your extra overclocking and gaming stuff that not everybody needs.
Yeah. So it looks like a nice lineup for Z270. I'm really excited that we haven't seen pictures of their X Power boards, which I assume they'll be doing their X Power line on Z270 as well. And their super high end Gaming 9 board. Usually we see a Gaming M7 and then we see a Gaming M9. M9 we haven't seen yet. So,
how much more heat sink can you put on a board though for the M9?
I mean,
dude, that thing is, this M7 is covered.
Yeah, that one might have
heat sinks.
That might have the integrated water cooling. Usually the high end, you might do that. Might do some other stuff. So, you know, it's like I said, it's good to see all this stuff. A lot of leaks this time around. I don't really remember seeing all these leaks because
I think that there was probably one real leak, and then the others were all just like, oh my gosh, this is massive advertising for all of our competitors, and so they all just
leaked
them. I do not believe they were all leaked. Not at all. Not even for a second.
Yeah. So talking about that, ASRock, we have photos of their Z270 Extreme 4, which is a very popular board. The Extreme 4 is kind of like their, it's not like a baseline, but it's a really good board. It's like it gives you what you want. It's still kind of premium type board from ASRock.
But usually they're pretty cost effective.
Yeah, it's a very cost-effective board. And this one, for their Extreme series, looks like they're going with white. And I assume those lights will be RGB.
Yeah.
But it's cool, it's cool to see. I don't know how, I mean, obviously this is not a real light behind the PCH heatsink.
What?
But, well, you know what I just realized? I didn't really notice. You see the big X on the board?
Yeah.
I didn't notice that first time I looked at this.
The first thing I saw when I saw this was like, You've got that our Case Mod Friday build, right?
With
the
big gear.
Like, this is like just like that. It's just an X instead.
Yeah, I kind of like that. I didn't really notice that. I really the one thing I noticed was the lighting around the PCH heatsink, which looks pretty awesome. And if you can do that RGB, it'll be even better. But we're not specifically sure. But I would assume since everybody's going RGB, that would be RGB.
But to be honest with you, if anybody's not going RGB, it's ASRock.
Yeah, it's very true. In most of these motherboards, the Z270s, you'll see at least two M.2s, if not three.
Awesome.
Most of them will be the PCI Express 3.0 X4 because you have more, with the new CPU, you have more downstream PCI Express lanes. So you will be able to do two of those fully running and not really sacrifice much else. So. That's cool. So for, you know, we will see M.2 SSDs go down in price, especially PCI Express compatible ones. So, you know, a lot of people are doing one M.2 and then a normal SSD.
You can get a terabyte M.2 now.
Yes, you can.
So why not get your 950 in like a 250, or I'm not sure off the top of my head where they come in. You know, 300 gig for your main drive, and then a terabyte and a little bit more of an economical drive, but still super fast.
Yeah. So there's going to be, you know, we might actually come. They've been trying to do it forever, where we get rid of the SATA.
Dude, get rid of the SATA cables.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
you know, a lot of people will be able to have a fully outfitted system with no necessarily drives attached by cables. They'll just be two M.2s in there. So cool.
And then you don't got to deal with the SATA power cable either from your power supply.
Yep.
Just one more cable to ditch off the back of your modular power supply.
Yes, for sure.
Clean builds on the way.
Yes. So hopefully we come to that point. But a lot of the high-end boards will have three M.2s.
That's so,
so
cool.
Yeah.
Can you... I'm going to guess you can't, but could you run, like, 2 terabyte M.2s and raid them?
Oh, I believe you can.
Can you? Oh, man. The speeds you could get from that.
Yeah, I don't know exactly how that would work. I'm not specifically...
If you could run a pair in RAID 0,
it would just be... I assume you could because they're connected... I mean, it's connected via PCI Express. You know what I mean? They can talk to each other.
Okay.
Just like how SATA does. I mean, they can talk
to each
other.
Remember when you initially you couldn't use a PCI Express solid state drive as your
your
Windows drive?
Yeah.
Because it wouldn't read on startup, BIOS wouldn't read it or whatever?
These all do now. Okay. That's not a problem anymore. You don't have that problem. But as far as the RAID goes, I've never done it.
Yeah.
So I'm not specifically sure. Yeah, I don't want to say. But I would assume, again, they can communicate with each other. They should be able to. So
that would be...
So yeah, maybe some research. But yeah.
Yeah.
Talking about... Yes. you're getting excited.
Yeah.
Talking about stuff, new things. G-Skill announced their new Trident Z RGB series, and these are new Trident Z memory modules with RGB lights on them. It looks like a RGB light bar. These look awesome. The big thing, okay, so a lot of people are like, oh, we've seen RGB before on memory. The big thing with all these new ones that are going to be coming out is there's no external cables anymore. So to control the RGB colors and everything like that, you'll be able to do that through the software. And there's no external power cable for the RGB lights or an external USB to control them.
That's awesome.
I don't know how they're doing it.
somehow talking in the wrong direction through the...
Yeah, it's something through the memory that they're able to do it with something.
Information the other direction.
G-Skill announced these ones, which look really cool. It's a Trident Z design if you've never seen it before. It's a really nice design by them. Yeah. And on
I think
the
that's
top...
a big part of it, actually.
Yeah, it's a huge part of why they look really good, I think.
Yeah.
And on the top, it looks like you have a little LED bar that's obviously RGB. And I want these really bad.
Yep, these will be mine.
Yeah, so these are... These
not only
are...
that, but did you read the... I'm sure you did. The speed that they're capable of?
I didn't see that. Oh!
4266?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
That's the max, though.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm getting it.
Derek can be like there for 5 days. I gotta get it up there. I can't get
just
it yet.
A little looser. Just a little looser.
Yeah, your timings will be so... It wouldn't make it...
It'll be so slow.
Yeah, but... But yeah, so you'll see these ones from G-Skill, and then Corsair teased a set, which basically, I mean, they teased their little teaser image says Lighting Up 2017, and it looks like pretty much like their Vengeance kits. Mm-hmm. They already have Vengeance LED kits in red, blue, and white. They're not RGB, so it looks like they'll be announcing RGB Vengeance kits at CES. I would assume we'll see them there. Obviously, we're meeting with them as well. And we'll see. I really hope this goes with the Corsair Link software, which I assume it would.
Yeah.
And that means that you can link your memory with your keyboard, with your mouse, with your Kate, like with everything. Oh, it's going to be awesome.
You're all in one. Yeah, everything.
Yeah, so that's what's really great with... If you pick any of these, you know, memory or whatever, that most of your other components are linked through, so you can control everything together and it matches. I think that's important. So
looks like they have an RGB fan now too, so that's good. They're getting on board.
Yeah, so they'll be able to do. Yeah, you'll be able to do a lot of really cool stuff with RGB. And then our final news story of the day is we got some news from FutureMark. They're working on, one, a new DirectX 12 benchmark. So we already have TimeSpy, which I'm sure a lot of you are familiar with. That is the DirectX 12 benchmark that's in there. They're going to be working, or they are working on one that's a little less system taxing. So you know how we have FireStrike for DX11, and then we have Skydiver, which is made for kind of mid-range cards.
Series of them, yeah.
Yeah, so Skydiver's kind of mid-range. So this new DirectX 12 will be mid-range. So for all those people who want to test, obviously who are running Windows 10 and want to test, you know, their mid-range cards, you know. Yeah,
they want to do a benchmark, but they don't want to crush their system.
Yeah, so they'll have that. And they're working on a Vulkan benchmark, which is really interesting because we've seen how Vulkan can very much improve, you know, system, very much improve your performance. We've seen that within Doom. If you're running Vulkan, especially on an AMD card, you'll see much more improvement. So they're having that benchmark built in as well. That's really cool.
I think
again, that we'll be able to see the difference between AMD and NVIDIA cards, how well Vulkan is implemented.
On the other hand, though, like if it's not in the game you're playing, you're not going to get any benefits of Vulkan. So, it's fair, but also not necessarily accurate, I guess is what I'm getting at.
Yeah. So if you're, I think Doom has Vulkan. I think a couple other games I wouldn't know. The only one I have that has Vulkan is Doom.
Yeah.
And, so if you're not playing that, then there's really no reason.
Yeah. And if future developers don't decide to pick up Vulkan, then it doesn't exist for you.
Finally, they're also working on VR benchmarks. So we already have the one VR benchmark, but they're releasing they'll be releasing new VR benchmarks for both PC and mobile. So there'll be a benchmark available for your mobile phone that can show if your mobile phone is capable of doing VR certain VR things. Because a lot of the VR headsets are powered by your mobile device. So I think that's pretty cool as well.
Yeah, no, that's important.
Yeah. So cool stuff from FutureMark. The last little bit of news, which we didn't really do an article on, but Steam was down today for a while.
Yeah, sure was.
It was down for like a good while, too.
A long time. I was
like
sad.
A good while. We assume it has to do with the winter
crushing
sale.
Crushing wave of Steam sale traffic.
Yeah, so the sale launched today, right?
Yeah, it did.
So the Steam winter sale launched today. We assume that's why it went down, but it hasn't. I can't remember it going down for that amount of time.
Yeah, it must have been massive traffic. Well, I mean, okay, so you've got a number of things. Although it always is during Christmas break, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, maybe because Christmas falls on it's falling on the weekend, right?
Yeah,
so a lot of
people are off work.
A lot of people. It's Friday. A lot of companies gave a lot of people off just the Friday and maybe even Thursday because maybe a lot of times they'll be like, okay, you guys get 2 days for Christmas break. Obviously you get off Christmas, but you usually get the day before and the day after.
Yeah.
But because Christmas is on Sunday, they're going to give them Thursday and Friday. So they have
Friday, Monday.
Yeah, or something like that. You know what I mean? But still, I think, that's crazy to go down. I mean, it was like down. Like even their website was down.
Yeah, you couldn't you couldn't launch your Steam browser. I couldn't.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
From my PC, I could not launch Steam.
Yeah, you'd have to go to offline mode or whatever.
Mine didn't even want to play games at all.
Yeah, didn't want to do anything. It's back up now. I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure you can go to Steam.
I was able to go to the website. I was not able still to use my...
Okay, yeah, I'm loading the website now. But yeah, Steam sale is going on too, so there's a lot of cool stuff. You picked up... What did you pick? You picked up Watch Dogs...
2.
Watch Dogs 2, Doom, and
Deus Ex.
Okay.
The newest Deus Ex.
Gotcha, cool.
All games I've been meaning to play.
I might pick up something. You know, the Steam sale is always good because I go to like the $5 games and I always like pick up a couple.
Because
like they're just games that like I might want, like I have an hour to kill and I might play them. Not something I really want to get into.
Yeah.
You know, I'll see what's on here. I'll take a look here in a little bit. But always great sales. The winter sale, they really kind of give you some really deep discounts. So definitely check it out.
I definitely spent more than I probably needed to. But they were just games that I wanted. So
yeah,
happy to get a discount.
Add them to the library.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that brings us to next week. And we kind of have a slow week next week because we're getting ready to go to CES. I leave actually on next Sunday. So there's a lot of stuff to get done in that week that I have here before I leave. So
then once we're there, it will be content galore. So.
Yeah, so we'll have a lot of stuff, but we will do. You and I have to figure out when we're going to do the podcast because I leave on Sunday. We'll have to figure that out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be a big deal.
We could do Friday. I could do Friday, Saturday, or I could do Sunday morning. Whatever.
We're doing it Friday now, anyway.
Yes, today is Friday. So, but anyways, going to next week, I'll be taking a look at the TerraMaster F2-220 NAS server, and this is a 2-bay server. Never really worked with TerraMaster before, and they shot us an email. I did a couple NAS reviews, and I guess that caught their attention. And it'd be kind of cool. Their operating system is supposed to be really user-friendly, which I think is huge when it comes to NAS.
Unless you're like a systems engineer.
Yeah, so...
You want as user-friendly as you can get.
Yeah, so this, it looks like a pretty nice device. I haven't really got into it all that much, so I really can't tell you a whole lot. But, you know, always great to review new products from companies, you know, especially when they reach out to us, so...
It's very iOS-y to me.
Yes, it looks very... It's designed very iOS-y, and even the actual device is kind of like...
It certainly is. It's an eye-looking device.
Yeah, Apple-esque type design, so... And then I'll be taking a look at... Rosewill sent over a dual monitor arm for... It's a desk mount. Yeah, I already have one, and they asked me to review it, and I was just like, well... I could always have another one.
Yeah, why not?
You know, so this supports up to two 27-inch monitors, base mounts, obviously, and it's a desk mount, so it goes on your desk. So I just kind of see what else is out there, and this one actually has a USB 3.0 port on it as well, so it's pretty cool. So you get a little...
Two of them.
Yeah, two of them. So you get a little extra port on there.
Yeah, that's actually nice sometimes.
I love it on the monitor. Yeah. Like that Lenovo monitor has a USB 3.0 mm-hmm. hub in it, which is really nice.
Is it front facing or on the side?
It's on the side.
Okay. I really like the idea of the front facing because I have like my Black Widow keyboard has it.
Okay.
And like I'm not using that right now, and like I go to plug something in, and I'm like, oh man, I gotta go all the way over to my desktop, which for some people isn't a big deal, but for me, it's kind of up and out of the way.
Yeah.
So this is useful sometimes.
Yeah, so it's nice, and it's relatively expensive. It's $70.
The Rosewill stuff is, it's like, you question it, right?
Yeah.
The pricing is so good.
So the one I actually have, which is amazing, which I love, is from Silverstone, and it's very heavy duty, and it was, I think it was 150 or 160. Mm-hmm. And that supports... I would assume up to 227 inches as well, or maybe even 230s. It's nice.
Yeah.
So this one looks designed a little bit differently. So that's kind of the reason why I agreed to do the review, is because I wanted to see the differences and kind of see, you know, one is about $100 more than the other one.
Is it like all in the name, or
is there quality? I mean, is this thing all metal? Is it plastic? Like, I didn't really.
I think you're gonna get all metal, but I think it's really a question of like, what's the build quality?
Yeah,
is this thing gonna are the tubes gonna collapse on it? You know,
and I think another reason I did the review is because Rosewill is Newegg's brand.
It's very much a PC brand.
Yeah, and a lot of people do shop for Rosewill stuff, especially when it's like the last thing. Oh, I'm just going to pick up a Rosewill, whatever. You know, because it's cheap.
Yeah, some of it is junk, right?
Yeah.
But some of it is like, well, why would I not save $100, right?
Yeah, so I think that's another reason why I wanted to do it. So we'll have that review for you guys next week as well.
Yeah, that'll be a good one.
Yeah. So that brings us to the end of the podcast. And... We always talk about stuff we did this week. Did you do anything
interesting? I don't think I did anything.
Yeah, this has been a really crazy week. I think it is for a lot of people because it's right before you get that Christmas, New Year break type deal or whatever it may be. You know what I mean? I didn't really do. I mean, I worked on reviews and like I said, we're getting ready to go to CES. And I haven't really done all that much. Yeah, played some Gears of War today.
What's that?
Played some Gears of War today.
Okay. I actually did. I played, I got a Battlefield 4 for the first time in, like, a long time, and I was so bad. That's just before we started recording. I played two matches and I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's a different play style, especially if you don't play a bunch of different games. You're gonna get used to the one play style.
Yeah.
Of Gears. Well,
I just haven't played a lot of games. Gears was the last thing, but
yeah,
just been busy, you know.
Yeah, so we're really busy over here. So we will have a good amount of content for you guys next week, and then obviously CES will have a ton of content for you guys.
Yes.
So we're pretty excited about that. Are you doing anything special for Christmas?
Just your usual.
Yeah,
hang out
same.
With family.
Same here. Everybody who is going out the next couple of days, I know a lot of people are off work and they like to go out. Please be safe. Get an Uber if you can. That's very, you know, don't drink and drive.
Get an Uber even if you can't.
Yeah. Yeah. I am going out tonight and I don't even know if I'm drinking heavily, but I'm getting an Uber both ways. It's just safe.
Yep.
And so, yeah, guys. So, obviously, from everybody here at Think Computers, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, whatever you're celebrating. Hopefully, it's good for you guys and your family. And if you want to see everything that we're talking about on the podcast, we have our full show notes page, has everything, links to everything. So, if you want to take a look at those MSI boards, you can do that. Or anything that we talked about, it is all there. And on your favorite podcasting app or website, whatever it is, you can find us at Think Computers, all one word. So until next week, catch you guys later.